readers, welcome to the Something Bookish podcast. Oh God, I gave that my all because disclaimer. I have plenty of disclaimers before we even go into this episode. Disclaimer one: there is some construction working people. What? Why did I even phrase it like that? There is some construction in the background right now because some people decided they were going to work at this time of the night. Disclaimer two, I'm at the beginning stage of having the flu, so my voice is a little wonky. I think it's a little bit wonky, and if by any time in this episode my energy drops, that's probably because the flu has decided it's going to take over my entire life. But I'm going to do my best and make sure that this is the best wrap-up you have ever listened to in the history of wrap-ups. Okay, so I'm going to take that beginning again. Hi readers, welcome to Something Bookish. My name is Amin, aka Lip Gloss Mafia, aka the Crazy Book Lady, aka your podcast mistress. Oh my God. So on this podcast, I talk about all things books and reading, from book lists to reviews, musings, tips and tricks, and the occasional guest chat. So think of this space as a virtual lounge, but for the only best bookish people who are very chill and cool and cultured, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying. So if this is your first time listening to the podcast, and if this is not your first time listening to the podcast, hey, how you doing? Readers, this is the 67th episode of the Something Bookish podcast. We are getting very close to the 69th episode. Remember that I said I was very excited about the 69th episode. Okay, let me focus. Because I am trying to do... Or I'm trying to make sure this podcast, this particular episode, actually bangs, because I am at the threshold of being sick. So, yeah. First of all, I don't share this usually, but I should share it because what I'm drinking right now is making me very excited. So I'm having a hot toddy. But I did a little mix of my own. A hot toddy is usually what they give. It's an alcoholic drink that is given to people who have the flu. Whiskey is the main ingredient. Oh my God, I hate this sound so much. Whiskey is the main ingredient. But in my case, I added whiskey. I grated some ginger. I added some honey. And I grated some garlic in it. Now, I shook this over some ice. Which I should not have done, because you're just supposed to take it when it's warm, you know, let it to romance your throat or something. But I did it over ice and it tasted so good. I know you might be turning your nose up a little bit at the garlic. If you're not a garlic girl, don't do that. But I do love my garlic. So I shook that and I did like mini shots, because apparently I did too much. So I have been having shots of my Amin hot toddy. So yeah, that's why I'm a little bit hyper right now. Okay, so on this episode, I will be sharing the books I read in the month of November. This is a wrap-up episode. I do love me my wrap-ups, but before we get into it, a little housekeeping. The Indulgent Bibliophile is reading Co-Wives and Co-Widows by Adrienne Yabuza. I don't know if I pronounced the name right. I probably murdered it. But we are reading Co-Wives, Co-Widows this December. Please follow the indigenous... focus! Please follow the Indulgent Bibliophile on Instagram for all the updates and all the cool posts, because I really do be doing cool posts. Secondly, yeah, I feel like every post or content that I have since Ake Festival is going to have like a little hint of Ake Festival, because oh my goodness, I'm still on the high. I haven't finished decompressing and I haven't even looked through all the pictures and videos that I did, so look forward to that. But I want to take this special opportunity to give a shout out to friends / readers who were there in person to support me at Ake Festival. They legit lent me their strength. I was able to pull from their energy sources during the festival, because we all know I'm an introvert and sometimes like my energy goes down pretty fast, but like they were like my power banks. That's it, exactly. These people were my power banks. And this, I want to give a special shout out to them. First of all, to Ege of In Between Books, that's In_Between_Books. To Sophia at Sophia, I need to learn how to pronounce Sophia's handle, but Sophia's handle is at _Lachelle and Reading Books. That's _LachelleNReadingBooks. Yeah, that's Sophia. And to Naye. Naye said I casted her in the last episode. If you would like to know what I was talking about in the last episode, you should check out the episode before this one. I shared my Ake. That was my Ake diary. So I'd like to thank Naye, and that's Naye_words_whatnot. I'd also like to thank Esther of _Lola.E. That's LOLA.E. I'd also like to thank Lara of Ninja Book Bay. I mean, I feel like she knew that name already. I'd like to thank Lara. I'd like to thank Yetunde of at Yetunde and Books. I'd also like to thank Noria of Chronicles of Noria. She's a booktuber. You definitely need to check out her page. I would also like to thank one of my author crushes, Adesua Nwokedi. I have interviewed her on this podcast. If you just search, like go back and search, you will see my interview with her. We were talking about her book, The Marriage Class. If you haven't read The Marriage Class, oh my God, like get to it already, okay? Right. Thank you so much to all these people that I have mentioned. I hope you can feel all my feelings. I really hope you can feel all my feelings, because anything I say after this is going to be tears, and I do not sound nice when I'm crying, right? Now, next up on the housekeeping agenda is, please subscribe to my newsletter. The link is in the show notes, or you can Google Something Bookish newsletter. You know, I've worked really hard on the SEO, so you can just Google me and I will pop up. Next up is, yeah, I am currently curating the prompt for the 2024 Something Bookish Reading Challenge. Yeah, it's going to be released soon, maybe like second week in December, or you know, third. No, it's not going to get to the third week. Latest, it's going to be released second week in December, because that's how I roll. I need you to start preparing and looking forward to the books, okay? And finally, yes, I need to do this. Please support my ministry. Please support my ministry, not mystery. Please support my ministry by buying me a cup of coffee. So readers, if you love the content I create and want to support me, you can do that by clicking on the payment link in the show notes titled Buy Amin a Cup of Coffee. Alternatively, if you follow me on Instagram or Twitter, the link is in my bio and it will lead you to a page where you can make payments. Now, this payment only accepts the Naira. So what I suggest you do is convert the amount you would like to donate to me from your currency to the Naira, and boom, you have done that. Thank you so much again for your unwavering support. Now, without further ado, let's talk books, shall we? So welcome to my November wrap up. This month was a very slow month. I can't call it slow because it was very fast paced, but reading wise, it was a slow month for me because I finished a total of 10 books and I did... I finished a total of 11 books and I DNF'd 3 books. So I'm going to take you through each and every one of these books, okay? Now, wow, your plane is passing through. I like enemies against me today. What is happening with all the sounds? Okay, so the first book I finished reading was The Bishop's Prodigal Daughter by Temendu Agahowa. I hope I pronounced the name right. I'm actually going to have this author very soon on the podcast because I enjoyed the book so much. I can't wait to get into their head to just... And I have questions, okay? I do have questions that need to be answered. So I am going to bring this author to the podcast, say for like season 8, yeah? And this book was a very light, very easy book to digest. If you're in a reading slump, it's going to be perfect. Now, I don't want to give too much away, but this book has... It's not... You know how people always like, oh, we need more, like, we need... more Nigerian books with like less trauma, we need less heavy reads. This is the book we're talking about. You should definitely pick up The Bishop's Prodigal Daughter. There's drama, there is some romance, not there is some, there's romance, there is sibling rivalry, there's mother-daughter relationship, and there's, you know, and it's not, I feel like if people go into this book, they might think it's a religious text, it's really just fiction, but it's not. This is not Christian fiction. It's just set in the church world, so there's a lot of like church speak and stuff like that. Okay, don't be turned off that. It's just set in the church world. Very interesting stuff. I enjoyed myself reading this, and I cannot. Well, okay, I'm going to save my notes for when I speak to the author, but I'm highly recommending this book to everyone who sees this in a store. Pick it up. And I do like that it wasn't set in Lagos. We need more books like that. The second book I finished reading was The Temptation to be Happy by Lorenzo Mahone. I hope I pronounced the name right. I read this one. Let's see, let me take a sip. So I read this one and it was given the vibe of A Man Called Over. And it started out great. I enjoyed it. It's just towards like the last 40%, the story started to get a little wonky. By then I was already invested, so I wasn't going to stop. I just wanted to see how it was going to play through. But I do like the main character. I love an older male character. This book is set in Italy, by the way, and the man was kind of obsessed with boobs. He had a girlfriend. We, the reader, know it was a girlfriend, but he just kept on talking about her like, you know, she's someone who was his nurse, and then she became she started doing runs, basically. She became his personal call girl. And this person we're talking about is like in her 60s and this man is in his 70s, and it was just funny like reading the dynamic of an older person who is in his 70s seeing a younger woman in her 60s, and their relationship is kind of like sugar daddy and sugar baby. I found that very interesting. And this older man is obsessed with boobs, and he has weird relationship with his son and his daughter. So the book is it's kind of like a coming of age, because the man had been weird his entire life, very stoic and tough. And now that he's getting older and closer to his death, he's starting to have a relationship with his children, he's meeting people, his neighbors, and then there's also a little case where he meets a young woman in his apartment building that he tries to help, you know? So, yeah. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. It's just that the story got a little wonky. Like, I got thrown out of the story a little bit. Now, I had to focus to finish it. Okay, the next book I finished reading was Double Dare You by Ruby Dixon. I listened to this one. It was courtesy of the stash I got from Libro FM. And when I read this book, no, when I picked up this book because they said it was a threesome, a trouble. I mean, it was a trouble kind of relationship. Two guys, one girl. I was very interested in that. You know, since I've read Sugar Daddies by Jade West, I've been looking for that kind of relationship in the romances that I read. But this one was so bad. Like, it's so bad, I can't even tell you about it. It's so bad. Do not read this if you see it. I rarely say don't read a book because, you know, every author has their target audience. But this is like, if I see anybody liking this book, I'm going to be judging you. Because why? Anywho, that's all I have to say about that book. I'm not going to give it too much airtime. The next book I finished reading was No One Dies Yet by Kobe Benben. Please, please, please listen to my interview with the author. Scroll back to it, like two previous episodes. I interviewed the author and I shared my thoughts on there. I really like this book. It's a very experimental book, you know, and it's a book that requires you to focus. It's not one of those, you know, leisure reads. You need to focus with this one. You can't, it would be a nice body, yeah. It would be a nice body read, but I don't know about a book club read. But it would be a nice body read. No One Dies Yet by Kobe Benben. The next book I finished reading was Fake It Till You Bake It by Jamie Wesley. I listened to this one. I was expecting like a little cooking romance. You know, I do like romance setting, like the cooking, whether we're cooking food or we're baking. But this one did not hit the spot. I don't know. I wasn't feeling the chemistry between the two characters. And once I'm not feeling the chemistry, I'm just like, ugh, what are we doing? Let's just get this over with. Why did I not DNF? I don't know why. I think I just had hope that they were eventually going to exude some chemistry for me. So that was Fake It Till You Bake It. The next book I finished reading was Small Joys by Elvin James Mensah. Now, this book was sold to me as a light version of A Small Life, A Little Life. This is how it was pitched to me to read it. And I think I went into this is why I like going into books blind. So I went into this book expecting a light version of A Little Life, and it does have that. In the person's defense who pitched it to me, it has that. It just, I don't know. I didn't feel any empathy for the main character in this one. Like, I was like, okay, you're really going through it, but next. You know, I can't pinpoint if it's the writing because, like, I was still able to finish the book. So the writing was obviously readable enough for me to keep going. I did listen to it though, but I feel like if I was reading the book, like if I had only a physical copy, I might have DNF'd. I liked the narrator's voice and I like what they did with the performance of this book. Yeah, that's all I have to say about Small Joys. It's still a good read. It's still a good read. Maybe I wasn't in the right frame of mind to receive it. So for me, it wasn't very memorable, you know? The next book I finished reading was So Late in the Day by Claire Keegan. Now, this is like my second Claire Keegan at this point, and I just want to say, I don't know what it is in the Irish waters, but I need to drink some of that. Because Claire Keegan, what she does with novellas, like, wow. I'm obsessed. I'm actually obsessed. And this one, I recommend you listen to it if you can. But I also read it while I was listening to it, and it reads really well. But the author does an amazing job narrating the story. And I want you to, I don't say too much about it, just go into it blind and just read it because I'm interested. So you can come and bash my head later if you didn't enjoy it. Okay, the next book I finished reading was a reread, Honey and Spice by Bolu Babalola. I was going to interview her at Aki Festival, so I just wanted to brush up and remind myself what happened in the book. This time I decided to listen to it, and it was narrated by Woruche Opia. I hope I pronounced it right. I hope I pronounced the name right, but it was so good. And honestly, I'm going to stick with my review of this book. The first time I read it, the girls who get it, you know? And if you don't, you don't. Those who are going to appreciate this are going to love the fuck out of this book. Like, ugh, I enjoyed it. it's my kind of jam. Ooh, also, we did get an exclusive during the interview that the author is working on a sequel, which is about this couple in Honey and Spice, but like they're now in, it's like 10 years ahead, so they're now in their 30s. So we're going to know if like the fire is still burning, you know. We're gonna know if the relationship has survived, because you know when you're in uni, the love used to be doing you as if you're going to die, like everything is heightened. So I would love to see them in the real world and how they deal with stuff. I'm very excited. That one is coming in sometime 2025. The next book I finished reading was Shigidi and the Brass Head of Obalufon by Wole Talabi. This is also another author who is going to be featured in season 8 of the Something Bookish podcast, because I'm definitely going to bring them. And my plan is to interview them with Nayen, who I've also interviewed on the podcast. I body read this book with her and she loved it. So look out for that. And yeah, if I was going to pair this book, I would pair it with The Half God of Rainfall by Inua Elams and David Mogo God Hunter by Sui. I can't remember Sui's last name, but I would pair this book with those two books. It was really good. It was urban fantasy, you know, set with Yorishas. I love books like this so much. And I'm happy that this book did not disappoint me, because I was holding my breath. But it was a good read. I enjoyed it. The only problem I had were the time jumps, which I would ask the author about. Like, what was the decision to be making the time just up and down? Because at one point, I almost had whiplash. The next book I finished reading was The Leftover Woman by Jean Kwok. I listened to this book. Now, this book started really well. It started really well and then it just went downhill when the author started doing plot twists and reveals. And then I got to the end and I don't understand what the title means. You know when you finish reading a book and you have to read the synopsis to help you understand or make sense of what you read. This is what happened with me and the book. There was a disconnect somewhere. It was very readable. That's the thing. Like, it kept on taking me there, and then we got to the destination, and I was like, I kind of want to go back. So no, if you see this book, feel free to pass it over. And because I've seen a lot of people putting this book on their Instagram and all of that. Don't fall for the hype. This is not, nope, it's a no for me. And then the next book I finished reading was Ink Blood Sister Scribe by, I cannot pronounce the author's name, but you will definitely see it in my wrap-up. Do you actually see it? I do these wrap-up posts in my stories and I keep them on my highlights, my Instagram highlights. If you go to my Instagram profile, Lip Gloss Mafia, you would see 2023 reads. And it has a highlight of all the books I have read. Yeah. So, these are all the books I finished reading in November. It was a very short month. I know, a short month indeed. Now, the books I DNF'd. I DNF'd Amazing Grace by... The first one I DNF'd was Amazing Grace Adams by Fran Littlewood. This book, I was expecting it was going to be along the lines of really good, actually, that I enjoyed earlier in the year. It didn't give me that. It started like that, but then her thoughts are just all over the place and I couldn't keep up and I got tired. Also, it has like this past present thing that did not feel seamless enough for me to continue reading, so I stopped. The other one I DNF'd was Did You Hear About Kitty Carr by Crystal Smith-Paul. This was also an audiobook. And I don't know who recommended this to me, seeing that I was going to enjoy it, but I did not. I did not enjoy it at all. Like, I got bored. Twice I slept off, and that for me is a red flag. So I just DNF'd. Maybe it was wrong timing also, but just no. I don't think I'll be going back to it. The last book I DNF'd was Children of Sugarcane by Joanne Joseph. This was an audiobook. And I DNF'd this book at like 60%. It was going well. I love my historical fiction, but I was finding it hard to connect. There were multiple characters And the different characters were having like different narrative styles. Like, it wasn't consistent and it kept taking me out of the story. So I got bored and I just DNF'd it. And I feel bad because the synopsis, after I DNF'd, I read the synopsis, I was like, but this is the kind of book I would enjoy reading. But I don't know. Guess missed the mark on that one. Can't stress myself. There are too many books on the queue. I can't be wasting time on like one book. Now my standout books. At this point, I feel like you know that my standout books are not like the bestest books I've ever read in my entire life. They're just books that stood out and I will remember for a long time. My standout books were The Bishop's Prodigal Daughter, Shigidi and the Brass Head of Obalufon, So Late in the Day by Claire Keegan, and No One Dies Yet by Kobi Benben. These are my standout books of the month of November. I'm really looking forward to curating my December list. I've taken my time. I'm hoping that my December list, I'm going to have like more 5-star reads to add to my list, because I haven't done that. Now, if you need to follow up with the books I'm reading, I'm not on Story. I have a Story Graph. I have a Goodreads account, but I don't use Goodreads anymore. I'm now on Story Graph because it just works better for me. And it's just more fun to see the breakdown of how the books I'm reading are. Okay, I can't even finish that sentence. The thought is gone. Okay, so just follow me on Story Graph. It's the same handle I use, Lip Gloss Mafia. That's LipGlossMafia. And yeah, please look out for my newsletter. Okay, my Ake newsletter. I still need to like put down my thoughts in writing, so expect that. And if you are listening to this particular episode in the future, make sure you compliment it by reading my Ake newsletter that I will be dropping very soon. Bye. That's it, y'all. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to read or hear any comments or feedback you have, and you can do that by sending me a message on Twitter or Instagram at Lip Gloss Mafia. That's LipGlossMafia. Subscribe now or follow so you don't miss out on the next episode, which is available on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and other streaming platforms. If you enjoyed this podcast, kindly spread the book love by spreading the word. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or Spotify, rate and leave a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. And you know, shares and reviews are my love language. Yay! Thanks in advance. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you for listening. Readers, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And like Jim Rohn said, reading is essential for those who seek to rise above the ordinary. Happy reading, everyone. Bye!